This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers dropped their fourth straight, 16-3 to the Vikings on Sunday, but Coach Matt LaFleur still got out of the game what he hoped, a healthy football team going to Chicago for the wildcard playoffs. Packers sacrificed momentum to rest their key players.
We did the right thing today, and we'll see. Time will tell. But I feel better about this, certainly, than I did a year ago after the game. It was a double whammy when we lose the game and you lose like a key player for us to go into that run. So I thought this was the best decision.
Packers center Sean Ryan on where the motivation comes from after four straight defeats.
From within. You can't be extrinsically motivated. You got to be intrinsically or something like that. I don't know. We've been out of school a little while. But we're motivated from the inside. You know, we don't really listen to outside sources because that's just a distraction. Don't know him personally. Don't take it personally. So we're going that way.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
A tough day for the offense for the Packers. Clayton Tune going the whole way at quarterback, attempting just 11 passes for 34 yards, completing six. They did combine to rush for 128 yards as a team. Had something happened to Tune, Jordan Love was the backup. Matt LaFleur said if they had to go that route, they would have handed the ball off for the rest of the game. I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.